This is an RNIB Connect radio podcast.
Hello, I'm Jonathan Abro, an avid and intrepid traveler. From scuba diving to jungle trekking, skydiving to glacier walking, I have traveled to all seven continents of the world. I have crossed the Arctic and Antarctic circles, stood with my feet on either side of the equator, and climbed to the top of Mount Kilimanjaro. Being diagnosed with retinitis pigmentosa and going blind have not stopped my travels, just changed the way in which I experience them. As I share some of my adventures with you, I hope this will encourage you to try some travels of your own. Today we're continuing on our great travels through Vietnam. On our journey back to Hanoi, we stopped along the way in a small village and were treated to a water puppet show. This is an art form that takes people many, many years to become water puppeteers, and it started off in the rice terraces where they would tell the stories of culture and farming and just general life, usually with some sort of a moral in the story. In the imperious days, the best puppeteers were even taken off to perform in front of the emperors. There was a small purpose-built theatre, and the puppeteers have to stand in the water all of the time during this performance. On the sides, there are musicians and singers telling their story. And it's actually a beautiful art form. Even if I couldn't see it, Annie described it to me so eloquently that I could get the whole story with her. This part of our trip was the last part we had actually booked in advance, aside from a few nights at the end of the trip, as we were waiting to see what the weather was doing. November in central Vietnam is the monsoon season, so we wanted to check before we booked on our overnight train from Hanoi to make sure that we weren't going to be going into giant storms. As luck was on our side, there was no rain forecast, so we arranged our overnight train journey. Before heading to the train station, we went off to see one more site in Hanoi, which is called Train Street. It's so called because the train tracks are so close to the buildings on either side that although there are little coffee shops with tables outside, as the train comes through, the coffee shop owners have to whip their tables away in some sort of a magic trick to make sure that they're not taken away by the trains as they rush through Train Street. It's become quite a tourist spot to watch the trains coming through, but as we were to be on the train that night, we just wanted to go and see this Train Street and experience having a coffee practically on the railway tracks. That night, we were sitting on the train, heading off, and Annie could watch through the window where we'd been sitting and all the tourists watching and taking photos of us as we thundered through Train Street. Vietnamese overnight trains have three parts to them. There's the state part of the train, and then there are two other parts of the train, each run by separate private companies. The reason for this is they give you thicker mattresses. We had managed to get some tickets last minute on one of the private groups, so we had a thicker mattress, and not only that, the attendant brought us beers in the evening, and in the morning came along with coffee, bananas, and some bread rolls for us to have for breakfast. It was a great, comfortable night and a brilliant way to head off into central Vietnam. Join me next time on RNIB Connect Radio for another adventure. But for now, I'll leave you to plan your own travels.